www.attableague.com, the reviver of Iman. Allah is before everything. Ba'da kulli shay, Allah is after everything.
فَوْقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is above everything. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is the creator of everything. عَلِيمٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah has knowledge of everything. لَطِيفٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There is nothing that is like Allah. Allah is أَحَد. Allah is Samad. This puny human intellect, this brain. Just now will be, in a few months' time, will be Eid al-Adha. Sheep, mashallah, plenty in New Zealand. They say more than human beings. We may have observed the sheep brain. In Urdu they call it beja. If you look at the sheep brain and the human brain, it's very similar. Just a piece of flesh. Yet, shahkar, a clear, luminous example of the qudrat and the power of Allah. Piece of flesh. When Allah's tajalli is directed towards it, what happens? 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. In a piece of flesh, passion, emotion, love, hatred, kindness, compassion, desire, ambition, hatred, ocean of emotions, memory, Allah Ta'ala places in a piece of flesh. It is said, if the nerve fibers of the brain of one person had to be opened up from this Masjid Umar, and a rope had to be made, this rope would go right up to the moon, around the moon, and come back to this Masjid. 580,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one person. Each millimeter of those nerve fibers contains the retentive capacity of 18 supercomputers put together. Such a brain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this deep insan. If you look at an ant, such a tiny makhluk creation. Just now, when the safs were being made in Salah, despite the markings, despite the lighting being good, you'll still find variation. The saf won't be completely straight. A lot of times Imam has to make announcement. Yet, tiny makhluk, these ants, in total darkness, if you observe the ant, they will be traveling in a straight line. Where does this come from? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى Allah is Rabb. We begin the Quran with this expression. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What does Rabb mean? One Mufassir beautifully puts it, he says, Rabb, normally we translate what? Sustainer, nourisher, provider. What is the actual meaning of Rabb? That Zaat. And that being that took you from a state of non-existence. You didn't exist, you were nothing. He brought you into existence. After bringing you into existence, took you stage upon stage upon stage of your development, till He brought you to perfection. In every stage of your development beforehand, He put into system, He put into place that system by which your needs and requirements were fulfilled. That is your Rabb. Allah is not just Rabb of insan. Allah is Rabb of jinnat. Allah is Rabb of the birds. Allah is Rabb of the insects. Multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of creations which we cannot count, we cannot even comprehend, we cannot even see. So many creations of Allah. Malaika, for example, it is said that the Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarramah, if a line is drawn upwards, this line will strike the Kaaba of the Malaika in the seventh heaven. That Kaaba is called Baytul Ma'mur. Baytul Ma'mur is the Malaika, is the Kaaba of the Malaika. Every day, 70,000 Malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. How long has this been carrying on for, from the time Malaika were created? Malaika's creation supersedes the creation of the heavens and the earth. This universe, how old is it? How old is this universe? We can guess, we can conjecture. Certain ideas scientists will put forward. It is not a reality, it is not certainty. Why? Because scientific ideas are changing all the time. They are not constant. That which is not constant cannot be 100% correct. Changing, guesswork. But for argument's sake, let us accept it. They estimate the age of this universe to be 14 billion years plus minus. If the universe is 14 billion years, if you accept that, from before that, every day, Every day 70,000 malaika making tawaf of Baitul Mahmood. One angel till Qiyamah will not get a second chance. How many malaika Allah has created? وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. No one knows the armies of Allah. No one knows the armies of Allah. What is the size? What is the girth of the malaika? We know of Jibreel alayhi salam. Qurtubi rahimullah mentions the riwayat. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Ghar Hira. Jibreel comes. Normally Jibreel would come in the shape of a sahabi. More often than not, a handsome sahabi, Daqiya Qalbi radiallahu ta'ala. Sometimes in the form of a bell, sometimes a ringing sound. Different shapes he would come in. But on this occasion, Jibreel came in his original form. سَدَّ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. What happened? The entire universe from east to west was blotted out. This was such a frightening form that فَخَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُخْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell down unconscious. He became so shocked to see the original form and state of Jibreel. All of a sudden Jibreel shrunk his girth till he came the size of a human being, revived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened up his eyes, Subhanallah ya Jibreel. Ma dhanantu anna Allah ta'ala khalaqa ahadan ala mithli hadhihi surah. He says, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. I had no idea that Allah has created anything as large as you. I had no idea that Allah has created anything as large as you. What does Jibreel respond? He says, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتُ جَنَاحَيْنِ مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي فَإِنَّ لِي سِتُّ مِنَتِي جَنَاحِ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I only opened two wings. I only opened two of my wings. I have 600 wings. وَمَا أَنَا فِي جَمِّ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. Allahu Akbar, Allah's greatness. What does Jibreel say? I opened two of my 600 wings, and Ya Rasulullah, he goes on to say, O Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am only a small creation of Allah. I am only a small creation of Allah. And then to explain this, to give an example, to illustrate this, Jibreel goes on, khalaqallahu Israfil. Khalaqallahu Israfil. Allah has created Israfil. Who is Israfil? Sahib al-Sur. Sahib al-Qarn. Allahu Akbar. Kayfa an'am. Wa qad iltaqama Sahib al-Qarn al-Qarn. Wa hana jabhatahu. Wa asqa sam'uhu. Such a description Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. To wake us up to the reality, this barred door of dunya, this day and night chasing behind, this material world, this ringing of the coins, which excites the passion of insan, which makes him chase and chase and chase behind this dunya. Allahu Akbar, what does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Kayfa an'am. What reality is there in this? What pleasure is there in this world till 1-2 in the morning, this ummah sitting in front of that shaitan box, looking at things which boggle the mind. Father, mother and children sitting together looking at zina taking place. Haya and shame no longer exist. Chasing behind some imaginary world that doesn't even exist. That is the product of someone's imagination. Someone dies on that screen, they cry. Next week the same person is acting in another film. Their aqal is gone. Intelligence is gone. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّقَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِ وَقَتَبَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَسَمْعِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, look at those people. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّقَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Look at those that have made their desires their ilah. What they desire, they follow. What they desire, they follow. They made that their ilah. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِ. And despite their knowledge, Allah has deviated. Intelligent people, where is the intelligence today? Intelligent people looking behind, following some sports display, where probably the result is already bought off. Intelligent people spending lavishly, spending lavishly behind what? Behind useless amusements. When the condition of the ummah is such, in this age of digital media, there is no excuse for any of us. Graphic images daily we are seeing of our brothers and sisters suffering. Of little babies of this ummah, reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are unable to even get milk from their own mothers. Little babies of this ummah denied basic medical treatment despite being injured and in terrible condition. Daily these images are there in front of us. Where is the justification? Where is the iman? Where is the imani hararat in our heart? When our Nabi said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاتُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَسَدٍ وَاحِدٍ. He said, what is iman? What is iman? What is the sign of iman? That wherever your brother and sister is throughout the world, if they are hurt, if they are in pain, if they are in difficulty, this will hurt you also. Because you are like one body. You are like one body. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. You are brothers and sisters. Your iman unites you. In such an age and era, when this ummah is suffering like this, where is the justification? Where is the justification for extravagant wedding ceremonies? Where is the justification for hundreds and thousands being spent on useless amusements? Where is the justification for father, mother and children to 1-2 in the morning be sitting and looking at zina taking place when this ummah is suffering like that? What excuse are we going to present in Allah's court? Were we oblivious? Were we unaware? Were we in some island in the ocean somewhere? We didn't know what was going on elsewhere. In this day and age, my respected brothers, there is no excuse. Graphic images are there in front of us. This is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. This is a call to our iman. This is a call to understand halat. Halat and conditions in this world are not dependent on any government. No superpower is controlling anything. No science or technology or army is controlling anything. My respected brothers, take this in the right way or not the right way. Understand it or don't understand it. Object to it or don't object to it. But what is Quran telling us? What is Quran telling us? Now in Taraweeh Salah we heard Quran. This is the ummah of the Quran. This month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. This Quran, Allahu Akbar, this is that kalam. This is that amanat. Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ard fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan innahu kana dhaluman jahula. Allah says, we presented this amanat to the heavens and the earth. They were too afraid. Too afraid to accept this amanat. Insan accepted it. Innahu kana dhaluman jahula. Insan is very oppressive and very, very ignorant. Lo anzalna hadha al-Qur'an ala jabal lara'aytahu khashi'an mutasaddi'an min khashyatillah. Allah says, if we are to reveal this Quran on a mountain, if we are to reveal this Quran on a mountain, then mountain would be crushed. It would not be able to bear the weight of the Quran. This month, Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month of Ramadan in which Qur'an was revealed. This is the month of the Qur'an. One chance in the year. One chance in the year we get to listen to Qur'an. Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? How beautifully he put it. He said, Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. Allah made farz, Allah made farz obligatory upon you, the fasting of the day of Ramadan. And I, your Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat upon you, the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Taraweeh is the khususiyat of this ummah, no other ummah was. No other ummah was hafiz of the Quran, anajiruhum fi sudurihim. Allah was, but Musa alayhi salam, several thousand years before this ummah could even come into existence, is making dua to Allah. Inni ajidu fil alwaqi ummatan anajiluhum fi sudurihim. فَجَعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي. Oh Allah, I read in my scrolls, I read in the Torah that you have revealed upon me an ummat is still to come. What is the sign of this ummat? أَنَا أَجِيلُهُمْ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ. Their Injil, in other words, their Qur'an will be in their hearts. يَقْرَؤُونَ ظَهْرًا. They will be reading from memory. They will be reading from memory. Such a Qur'an you will give them. Oh Allah, make this my ummat. Musa alayhi salam is making dua, Ya Allah, make this my ummat. What is the response? Hum ummatu Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, Musa, that is the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummat is still to come. Such an ummat, the ummat of the Qur'an. The ummat of the Qur'an, yet, we heard in the Fajr Salah this morning. We heard in the Fajr Salah that day is going to come. The day is going to come when Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to complain to Allah. And what is his complaint? وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, the Rasul will say, Ya Rabbi, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh my Rabb, oh my Allah, my ummat, إِنَّ قَوْمِ, my ummat, turn their backs on this Qur'an. My ummat turned their for haram music. Look at the youth today, both ears are clogged. Both ears are blocked and the body is jiving to haram music for hours and hours. And what they say? Music is food for the soul. That which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara. He said, like how water causes crops to grow. Like how water causes crops to grow. The haram music of this world will cause nifaq, hypocrisy to grow in the heart. And ulama say, what is the harm of this? What is the harm? We can't see it. You can go to the cardiologist, he'll do an ECG for you. Or he'll do an angiogram. Or he'll tell you arteries are blocked or not blocked. You need stent or you need bypass surgery. His machinery will do all that. But his machinery won't tell you how much nifaq is in the heart. No cardiologist can do that. But what is the alamat? What is the alamat? What is the khatra? Ulama say. Ulama say, how will this nifaq reveal itself? One of the ways in which it will reveal itself, Allah protect us, is they say at the time of maut to recite kalima will become impossible. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, man Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, ani nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qal, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah, aw qala harramahu Allahu ala al-nar. What did my Nabi say? Mu'adh bin Jabal narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person of my ummah whose last words will be la ilaha illallah will enter Jannah. One riwayat, harramahu Allahu ala al-nar. Allah will make his body haram on Jahannam. Allah will make his body haram on Jahannam. My respected brothers, close off these ears to the haram music of this world. Understand the musibat. Understand the wabal. Understand the curse. This is the ummat of haya. This is the ummat of shame. This is the ummat of modesty. What did my Nabi say? Al-Iman wal-haya'u qurana'u jami'a. Idha rufi ahaduhuma rufi al-akhar. He said, Iman and shame and modesty are two inseparable entities. Iman and haya are not inseparable. This girlfriend-boyfriend culture, this culture of intermingling, my respected brothers, put whatever label you want to put on it. Put whatever label you want to put on it. Reinterpret Quran and Hadith according to how you want to. Call Islam an enlightened religion. Call us enlightened thinkers. Call Islam a religion that keeps up with the times. Put whatever label you want upon it. But understand, my respected brothers, Allah, give us the understanding. This intermingling, this culture of girlfriend, boyfriend, this intermingling is a poison. This is a poison that is destroying this ummah. So that even after nikah, the door to zina is not closing. My mother, our mother, Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked this question. She was asked, scientists will tell you about earthquakes, what happens, how it happens. Certain layer of the earth, there was friction with this stratum of the earth, with the other stratum of the earth. Then it was an earthquake of so many Richter, it measured so much on the scale. This happened, that happened, they will tell you. They will tell you how it happens. No scientist can tell you why it's happening. No scientist can tell you why it's happening. When our mother, Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha, was asked this question, when will earthquakes happen? When will earthquakes, not how, when will earthquakes happen? What was the answer? Lengthy answer, I'm not going to read it. Two or three things she mentioned. She said, one, when music will become arm. When music will become arm. Secondly, when zina will take place as if it is halal. When zina will take place so commonly as if it is halal. These are the things that Allahu Akbar, invite the whoop of Allah. For haram music, I'm digressing. We have hours and hours. For the Quran, where is the shock? Where is the sharaf? I remember a few years ago we were in one town in South Africa. It was Ramadan, we were going on program. As we passed one masjid, the road was blocked. There was no space, parking was clogged. So I asked the rehber that by this masjid, is there some foreign sheikh, some special program? How is it that the road is blocked also? He said, Mawlana, in this masjid they read last 10 surahs in Tarawih. This is why it's packed like that. The one chance we get, one masjid we passed, they had arrows. Just now, Imam Sahib made announcement about parking. Make sure your car is not blocking. They had arrows outside the masjid, literally. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats Tarawih. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 20 rakats Tarawih. We're not going into the fiqh ikhtilaf. That leads to the ulama ikram. But where is the shock? Where is the inclination today in the ummah? What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? For each sajda, Allama Munziri Nizat Targhib wa Tarheeb has mentioned this riwayat. For each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you 1500 hasanat. If Imam Sahib just now makes an announcement that listen, by tomorrow night Taraweeh, whoever comes underneath the musalla will be 1500 New Zealand dollars. What will happen? This Masjid Umar will be too small. Even the courtyard will get full. Grandmother, grandfather, even the infirm, the disabled will bring them to the Masjid. Why? $1,500. We know the value of maal. We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of amal. For each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, 1500 hasanat. 20 rakats, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every night. Allah is giving. Who is there to take? What shock, what inclination is there? For each sajda, same riwayat, for each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you a palace in Jannah. This palace will be made out of red ruby. It will have 60,000 doors made out of gold. And for each sajda that is in Taraweeh, first two rewards. Third reward, Rasulullah has mentioned, for each sajda of the month of Ramadan in Taraweeh and outside Taraweeh. In Taraweeh and outside Taraweeh, for each sajda, whether it is tahajjud, whether it is ishraq, whether it is iftar, for each sajda of the month of Ramadan, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and will not cross the shadow of that tree. Such a one, such an opportunity Allah is giving us. Coming back to what we were saying, my respected brothers, reconnect with the Quran. Reconnect with the Quran. This is the lifeblood of the ummah. This is the water. This is the rejuvenation for this heart. Block off those ears from haram music. Listen to the Quran. Listen to the Quran. Let the nur of the Quran permeate this heart. Let that attachment. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba are waiting. For who? For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are waiting outside the house. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is delayed. He comes out. And then he doesn't have to give an excuse. But, Taliman lil Ummat. To teach the Ummat. Who is saying this? Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He gives an explanation, why were I delayed? Why was I delayed? I had not finished my portion of the Quran that I read. I had not finished my portion of the Quran that I read. In order to finish that, I delayed. I kept you waiting. And then what does my Nabi say? Inni la uthiru alayhi shay'a. I will not give preference to anything in the world over that. I will not give preference to anything in the world over that. To teach the ummah the importance of connecting with the Quran. So that man ja'alahu amamahu saqahu ila al-jannah. Man ja'alahu khalfahu saqahu ila al-nar. This ummah has received such a Quran that Rasulullah ﷺ said, if my ummah will keep the Quran in front of them, if my ummah will keep the Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to death. And if my ummah will turn their backs on the Quran, if my ummah will turn their backs on the Quran, the same Quran, saqahu ila al-nar, will take them to Jahannam. Quran is telling us, Allahu Akbar, inna al-quwwata lillahi jami'a. Lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'd. Ma yaftahi Allahu lin-nasi min rahmah, fala mumsika laha, wa ma yumsik fala mursila lahu min ba'di. In yamsaska Allahu bidhur, fala kashifa lahu illa hu, wa in yuridka bikhayr, fala radda lifadli. Ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amr, fatabaraka Allahu rabbul alameen. Verse upon verse upon verse upon verse. All these verses are recited. Many, many more verses. One basic meaning. One basic meaning. No government is doing. No science is doing. No technology is doing. No army is doing. No superpower is doing. Nothing moves. Stop moving. Stop moving. Nothing advances. Nothing declines. Nothing lives. Nothing dies in the heavens and the earth without the permission of Allah. Halat and conditions are in the hands of Allah. Whatever this ummah globally is going through, whatever this ummah globally is going through, my respected brothers, these conditions are in Allah's control. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. What is our problem today? What is our problem today? We blame everything else. We blame everything else. This one is like that, and that one is like this, and this one is planning, and that one is plotting, and that one is an enemy, and this one is doing this, this one is doing that. Halat and conditions are not there for that. What is Quran telling us? Halat and conditions are for us to introspect. Look within ourselves. Look within ourselves. How much am I not contributing to what is going on? How much of my masiyat, what is Quran telling us? ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. Allah says, halat, trials, tribulations, hardships, difficulties have become the lot of this ummah. Why? بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Because of their misdeeds. Because of their dushmani with Allah. Because of their turning their backs upon Allah. Why does Allah put these halat in conditions? Not because Allah has forsaken us, no. Not because Allah has forsaken us. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you introspect, so that you come back to Allah. So that you come back to Allah. My respected brothers, as long as we will attempt to analyze the plight of this ummah, as long as we will attempt to understand the condition this ummah is facing, removing Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the equation, we will never solve our problem. Our problem will get worse and worse and worse. We have to bring Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam into the equation. We have to bring the Quran in front of us. We have to bring the teachings and the ta'limat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us. Abu Umama Baili radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. Ulama say this hadith is almost the taqdeer of this ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mapped out the decline of his ummah directly linked with its amal. And this hadith is narrated by the narration I am mentioning. Abu Umama Baili narrates in other books of ahadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, many other Sahaba narrate hadith of a similar import, which means this was the general address of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Umama al-Bahili radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? What is going to happen to my ummah? Kayfa antum? Kayfa antum? Look at this expression. What is going to happen? Kayfa antum? When? When? What will happen? Id fasakha shababukum wa taghanisaukum. He said, when a time will come when the youngsters of my ummah will be fasik and fajir. When the youngsters of my ummah will openly violate the commands of Allah. وَتَغَى نِسَاؤُكُمْ, when the women of my ummah will become rebellious and trade openly in public. And when my ummah will no longer strive for deen. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prophesying something that is going to happen in the future. The decline of this ummah. What is the reaction of Sahaba? What is the reaction? This is the important point which many of us, unfortunately, we may have heard this hadith before, but we fail to identify with the reaction of Sahaba. What does it mean? It's like, for example, I am addressing you and I tell you that, listen, certain thing is going to happen. I mentioned something that is so much in opposition to what you are exposed to that you are dumbfounded. You can almost not believe me. This is how Sahaba reacted. This is our ka'inu dharika. Our, can this happen? Ya Rasulullah, can this happen? Youngsters become fasik and fajir? Why could the Sahaba not understand this? Why? What did they find so ba'id? What did they find so confusing about this? Today we won't find it confusing. If somebody, what Maulana talks about youngsters being fasik and fajir, if the Maulana talks about the youngsters being abid and tahajjud guzar, that we might find funny. Or we might find it confusing. If today someone has to speak of fisk and fujur, it's the norm. Why did Sahaba react like this? Awakainun dharika? Awakainun dharika? Ya Rasulullah, can it happen? They reacted like this because we have to understand the reaction of Sahaba. We have to look at the youth of that time. We have to understand what were the youth of that time. Just one incident. Time is limited. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu was a 13 or 14 year old boy. Sahaba in Tabuk, Raisul Munafiqeen, the head of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He's sitting private audience with the other Munafiqeen. They used to pretend to be believers. But they were Munafiqeen. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They would lie, they would pretend. Now he had a private audience. Only his compadres, his people. So he started plotting. What was the plot? They started saying, لَإِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُ مِنَ الْأَذَلِ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَى مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَدُّ. Don't spend on these people that are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until they leave him. When we go back to Medina, we the honorable people, referring to the munafiqeen, we will banish the disgraced followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were plotting. He thought it's his private people. He discounted the presence of a young boy. It was a young, small child. So he didn't worry about the small child Zayd bin Arqam sitting and listening to this. Zayd bin Arqam is shocked. This is someone who used to pretend to be a true Sahabi and he's talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa like this. He couldn't control himself. Young boy, he runs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. Ya Rasulullah, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul said this and he said this. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul comes to know that whatever private discussion he was having, plotting against the true believers and against the Nabi of Allah, has been revealed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. So what does he do? He gathers his people, he comes before Rasulullah, says, Wallahi, I take oath upon Allah. This youngster is making up stories. He is a liar. He is imagining. Allah's qasam, these are my witnesses. I never said anything like that. To preserve the peace, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this elderly leader amongst the Arabs the benefit of the doubt. Outwardly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepts what he is saying against, because obviously he had few people to swear oaths in his defense against the word of a young boy. The family of Zayd bin Arqam turned against him. What's wrong with you? You are making up stories against the companion of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can you do such a thing? You are besmirching the reputation of a true Sahabi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is upset with you. What happens? Zayd bin Arqam says, وَقَعَ عَلَيَّ مِنَ الْغَمَّ مَا لَمْ يَقَعَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ قَتْ. He says, such grief overtook me, like no one had ever experienced. And in that grief, miserable, Allah Rasul Sallallahu is unhappy with me. My family is unhappy with me. نِمْتُ كَئِيبًا حَزِينًا. He said, I went to sleep in this grief. And then all of a sudden, I felt someone pulling my ear, حَرَّكَ عَلَىٰ أُذُنِي. When I felt this tug on my ear, I opened my eyes, and what did I see? What did I see? Allahu Akbar. Not literal, but an explanation, the siyaq of the riwayat. I saw the 14 full moon in human form smiling down upon me. That which Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka'anna shamsa tajri fi wajhihi wa idha dhahika yatalallahu fil judr. He said, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is as if the sun would shine from his face, and when my Nabi would smile, the noor of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of me. Zayd bin Arqam says, I opened my eyes and I saw my Nabi smiling down upon me. Allahu Akbar, the iman of a young boy of that time, this is just an example. The iman of a young boy of that time, what does he say? He says, when I saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiling down upon me, he was no longer upset with me. He says, if at that time Allah had offered me Zayd, we will give you khulf in dunya. We will make you the wealthiest man in the world. And we will give you life from now till Qiyamah in exchange for this smile. By the qasam of Allah, I would have taken the smile of my Nabi over a life of eternity. That type of iman and love and devotion they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Allahu Akbar. Whose reputation had been tarnished? Young boy's reputation was tarnished. Who comes forward in his defense? قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عُذْرَكَ وَصِدْقَ. Zayd, Allah has revealed in his Quran your truthfulness. Allah has come forward in your defense. The entire conversation of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul is reproduced in the words of the Quran. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَىٰ مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ يَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلَّ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The entire conversation reproduced in the Quran to clear the reputation of Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu. A youngster of that time. That was the youth of that time. What were the women? What was the maqam of the women of that time? What was their ta'alluq with Allah? Khawla bint Salama radiallahu anha, elderly woman, she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She has a complaint. What is her complaint? Zawajani zawji, my husband married me, referring to husband Us bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa ana shabatun, ghaniyatun, jameelatun, dhatu malin wahal, hatta ila akala mali, wa afna shababi, wa natharat lahu batani, zahara minni. Ya Rasulullah, I was a young, beautiful woman. I had the support and shelter of my family. At that time, my husband Us bin Samit married me. I gave my whole life to him. Akala mali, my wealth I spent upon him. The shape of my body changed also. Nowadays what happens? When we get married that time, the figure is like what? Like a Coca-Cola bottle. We expect it to stay the same. But that's not fitrat of insan. After a few children are born, the Coca-Cola bottle is no more there. It becomes a 20-liter oil drum. This is the reality of life. In the beginning, there's jasmine and perfume. Later on is what? Zambak. Because the body is failing. But that change in shape is for what? The whole life was given. What is the akhlaq of Islam? Appreciate. Akhlaq of Islam is to appreciate. This is why Allah says in His Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Ajeeb. Look, it's not a coincidence. Look at the sequence of Quran. Allah says, of my signs is this institute of nikah. This union of nikah is of the signs of Allah. And Allah speaks. When Allah says, what happens? وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. First, the cementing factor in that relationship is love. Why? Because the love is born from attraction. Like I said, Coca-Cola bottle. In the beginning there's attraction. So there will be love. But, like someone sent a message the other day. They say, why do men prefer beauty to brains? Why do men prefer beauty to brains? Because they can see better than they can think. Beginning, the attraction is there, but anything, insan's fitrah. No matter how beautiful something is today, the beauty does not remain. You have to live with that entity. That beauty of inside is what will attract, is what will bind. That is why Quran tells us, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. First Allah places love, then rahmat, then mercy. Mercy born from appreciation. Mercy born from realization of the qurbani and sacrifice that that woman has given. She has given up everything for you. Akhlaq of Islam. My Nabi said, you want to take a thermometer. Take a yardstick. Take a measuring tape. You want to see how much iman you have. What is our idea? MashaAllah, tahajjud guzar. Rojedar, fasting every day, tahajjud the whole night. In public, from head to toe, a living embodiment of sweet speech, of cordiality, of nature, of kindness, of good conduct. Insan, from head to toe, and the same insan, Allah protect us. How often the same insan, when he goes into his house, becomes a haywan? Why? Because there is no public eye. The crunch test of your iman, is not that tahajjud salah, that is important. Tilawat of Quran is important, zikrullah is important. But when my Nabi spoke about the thermometer, when he spoke about the measuring tape, how much iman you have, what did he say? Akmalul mu'mineena imanan, ahsanuhum khuluqa. He said the most kamil, the most perfect, the most complete, the pinnacle, the highest point a believer will reach so far as his iman is concerned, ahsanuhum khuluqa, is the one with the best akhlaq and character. And because akhlaq and character, who is the true judge? That is why one of my ustaz used to say, Allah give him long life, he says, generally the only time a woman has anything good to say about her husband is before she gets married and after he dies. In between, they have nothing good to say. Why? Because today that is the time of conduct. That is the time of conduct in the home. That is why my Nabi said, the crunch test, he said, the most kamil, the most complete believer is the one whose akhlaq and character is the best. And then what did he say? Where's the real test? Khiyarukum lilisa'ihim. He said, the best amongst you, the most complete, the most perfect believer is the one who will treat his wife the best. The one who will treat his wife the best. And then to illustrate this even further, so that you understand how you must behave in that house, so that you have no excuse. Rasulullah put himself forward and he said, Ana khayrukum li ahli. Ana khayrukum li ahli. Use my example in your home. And one of our kabirin, he says, one person came, Hazrat, jagra hote, har waqt jagra hote, all the time fighting, musibat, jahannam in my house. What must I do? In other words, go show me some tawis. Nowadays we like tawis. So show me some tawis. So he asked him that, why did you ever? إِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ بِهَا حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي امْرَاتِكَ. Allahu Akbar. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? You will not spend anything. You will not spend anything where the niyat and intention is reward from Allah. You will not spend anything. لَن تُنْفِقْ نَفَقَةً. You will not even spend a penny. If the intention is Allah's pleasure, except that Allah will reward you to the extent. And look at Allah, so many examples. This is such an open statement. Whatever you spend, Allah will reward you. What my Nabi could have said? Spend on a masjid, spend on the road, spend on people's welfare, give the hungry person something to eat. But such a gentle statement, yet what example does he give? Hatta ma taj'alu fi imra'atik. He says, the morsel of food you take with your own hand and put into the mouth of your wife, that also is salah. That also Allah will reward you. That also appreciation. Mawlana Abdul Hay Lakhnavi rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned in his biography. One of his students went with him to another student's house. The meal was prepared, very, very tasty food. After the meal, he asked that student, who was the host, MashaAllah, your wife prepared very good food. Put a parda, I want to thank her myself. So he put a curtain behind the curtain. Maulana addressed that behen, MashaAllah, you prepared this food, so much of muhabbat, so much of effort you made. MashaAllah, the food was very, very tasty. Hearing this, she couldn't control herself, she burst into tears. So she burst into tears, he became worried. He said, have I said anything to offend you? Please make me maaf. What has happened? She couldn't control herself. She says, I'm married to this man for 20 years. 20 years and never once did he show any appreciation. Never once said thank you. Never once praised the food. Today you are a stranger. Stranger came from outside and already you are showing appreciation. There was another student who heard this. So he went home the next day, wife brought the lunch, it was in Ramadan, so he was eating lunch. After the lunch, he told, MashaAllah, terrific food you made today. Never tasted like this. She started crying. So he got worried. What happened to you now? She says, we married 12 years, every day I cook for you, you don't praise the food. Today the neighbor sent the food and you are praising the food. That's why they say also, when you say, well, be careful when you are saying. My Nabi said, even that morsel of food that you will place in the mouth of your wife, Allah will reward you on that. So this person, Hazrat, jagra hi jagra, jahannam in my house. So he said, he asked him, did you ever take a morsel of food and place it in your mouth, in your wife's mouth? He says, no, I've never done that. So he said, go and bring alive this sunnah. Go and bring alive. Allahu Akbar. Aisha radiallahu anha wa mother, how beautifully she explains it. Kuntu hayr. I would be in a state of menses. Amongst the Arabs at that time, they had this in the days of jahalat, ignorance, that the wife in menses is filthy, stay away from her. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I would be in the state of menses and I would be drinking from a container. Allahu Akbar. She said, my Nabi will take that container from my hand. And the same spot where I had placed my lips, he would place his lips. He taught us muhabbat. He taught us akhlaq. He said, Ana khayrukum li ahli. I am the best in treating my wife. Follow my example. So nevertheless, the sheikh told that person, take a morsel of food and put it in your wife's mouth. You're complaining jagra all the time. Didn't leave it at that. Next day he phoned him up. The relationship was like that. He phoned me and said, why did you do what I told you to? Did you do what I told you to do? He says, no. Why didn't you do it? Mujhe sharam aati hai. It embarrasses me. So he says, to shout and scream at your wife and to insult her, that doesn't embarrass you. But to take a morsel of food and put it in your mouth, this is embarrassing you. This is the sunnah of my Nabi. Go and do it, and I'm phoning you back just now. I'm phoning you back just now to find out if you did it. So a little while later he phoned him. He said, now did you do it? He said, yes. He said, what happened? He said, the moment I took the morsel of food, put it in the mouth, first question she asked, who told you to do it? This you can't be doing on your own. Who told you to do this? So he said, so and so, what is up? He says, they spend more time with them. This is the akhlaq. This is the akhlaq of Islam which unfortunately has come out of the homes. This is why the homes are on fire. This is why the homes are on fire. This is why our elders are saying, daily sit with the family, read qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring alive the halaqat of ta'aleem in your home. Bring alive the seerah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your home. This is the water. This is the water that will put out the fires that are burning in the homes of the ummah. This is that noor and light which will diminish the darkness that has entered the homes of the ummah. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, Khola bint Salama radiallahu anha, she says, Ya Rasulullah, I gave this man my whole life. I bore his children. Now I am gone old. Tafarraqa ahli, my family are no more. Nasarat lahu batani, the shape of my body is also not there. I am no longer attractive. Today he got angry with me. Zahara minni, he gave me talaq-i zihar. What is talaq-i zihar? It's a type of talaq that would take place in the days of ignorance, where someone would say to his wife, anti alayya ka zahri ummi. He would compare a limb of his wife with that of his mother. In other words, you are to me like the back of my mother. In other words, like my mother is haram upon me, you are haram upon me. This was a way in the days of ignorance before Islam that they would give talaq. And the effect of this type of talaq, and those times it was believed, the effect of this type of talaq was hurmat-e abadi. She would become haram upon him forever. The marriage also could not be renewed. So nevertheless, this was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if no new revelation had come about anything that was taking place in the days of ignorance, as long as it did not contravene or contradict anything in Quran and Hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rule accordingly, according to what was the practice at that time. So when Khola bint Salama came with this masala, Ya Rasulullah, this is what Aus bin Samit did. What did my Nabi say? As he had no revelation had come, harimti alayhi. That Khola, you have become haram upon him. Innahu abu waladi, fa ahabbu an-nasi ilayya. Ya Rasulullah, he is the father of my children. He is the most beloved person to me. How can he become haram upon me? Harimti alayhi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Khola, he is haram upon you. The marriage is broken, irretrievably broken down. She cannot accept this. She is whispering with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, at that time is in the Hujra-i Mubarak. She says, I could not hear, I could see. I could see Khola was upset. I could see this conversation going on. I could not hear properly what she was saying. But, Allahu Akbar, how beautifully our mother Aisha radiallahu anha puts it, Tabarakalladhi wasi'a sam'uhul aswa. Blessed is my Allah. Blessed is my Allah, whose listening encompasses every sound. I could barely hear her. Quran comes down, and what Quran? What Quran? Allahu Akbar. Khola bint Salama. Finally, when she sees Rasulullah s.a.w. is not relenting, she says, you are not listening to me, I will speak to my Allah. Such were the women of that time. This ta'alluq with Allah. Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. Allah, I am turning to you. In dhamamtuhum, inna li minhu sibyatan sigara. In dhamamtuhum ilayhi fadaru. In dhamamtuhum ilayya fajaru. Oh Allah, I have little children. My home is being broken. If you consign these children to him, He will not look after them. If you consign them to me, I will not be able to feed them. Allah, I am begging you. And then Allahu Akbar. Such taluk, such iman the women of that time had. She's not just asking, Allahu Akbar. What is she saying? Anzil ala lisani nabiyyik. Allah, reveal on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my favor. She's not just saying, send out al-Huli. She's saying, reveal in my favor. As if making conditions with Allah. That type of taluk they had. She was so upset in that condition. This is what she says. Reveal on his tongue in my favor. What Quran comes down? Qad sami'a Allah. Qad sami'a Allah. Allah has heard. Qawla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha. The statement of that woman who was complaining to you, arguing with you about her husband. And then, tashtaki ila Allah. Then she left you, my Nabi, and she turned to you. Tashtaki ila Allah. Wallahu yasma'u tahawurakuma. Inna Allah sami'un basir. Wallazina yuzahiruna minkum min nisaihim. Ma humna ummahatihim. إن أمهاتهم إلا الله ولدنهم وإنهم لا يقولون منكرا من القول وزورا الله أكبر. Such Quran comes down. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Quran is coming down, all of a sudden Aisha radiallahu anha observed the kayfiyat. His whole manner would change. Such was the weight of revelation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba used to say sometimes the head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be in the lap. Quran would come down, they say his head would become so heavy, it felt as if the leg would be crushed. If the camel was standing and revelation would come down, that camel would sit down because it could not take the weight. If it was a very, very cold day, beads of perspiration would form on the brows of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Quran was coming down, Aisha knew this straight away, she could see. She said, Khola, become silent. Wahi is coming. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to Khola smiling that Allah has revealed in your favor. Allah has revealed. Such women they were. Once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is passing by the streets of Medina. That time he was the Khalifa. With him, as Sahaba Ikram, all of a sudden there is a very old woman standing on the side of the road. No one knew her, they couldn't recognize her. She calls Umar. Allahu Akbar, look at how she addresses him. She says, Umar, today people are calling you Amirul Mumineen. I know you when you were Umayr, a young boy in the bazaar of Uqaz in Makkah. That time no one took you seriously. Today you are Amirul Mumineen, don't let this position go to your head. Who is she addressing? Umar. And how is she addressing him? She goes on. She's giving him nasihat. Man ayqana bil maut, khafa al faut. Wa man ayqana bil hisab, khafa al azab. Umar, don't let this amirship and governorship confuse you. If you believe that this life is temporary, then fear your maut. If you believe that there will be hisab, fear Allah's azab. Be careful of how you conduct yourself. Umar, like a little child, stops and is listening. And is listening to the way that this elderly woman is addressing him. Companions are shocked. Amirul Mu'mineen. Eventually he's standing for such a long time. At-taqifu li hadha al-ajuz hadha al-wukuf. Amirul Mu'mineen, what has happened? How is it that you are standing so long, you have kept all of us waiting because of this elderly woman? Allahu Akbar, Umar turns to that person. And he says, do you know who this is? Do you know who this is? Ma ziltu. Ma ziltu illa salat al-maktuba. Min awwal al-nahar ila akhirihi. If she made me stand here from now till night time, besides first salah, I would have stood at a beck and command. هَذِهِ خَوْلَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهَا مِنْ فَوْقِ السَّبْعِ سَمَاوَاتِهِ. This is khawla. From above the seven heavens Allah heard her. Allah will hear and Umar will not listen to her. Allah will hear and Umar will not listen to her. That maqam, Allahu Akbar, Umm Salma radiallahu anha. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She has a complaint. What is the complaint? مَا لِيَسْمَعُ الرِّجَالِ يُذْكَرُونَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالنِّسَاءُ لَا يُذْكَرُ. Ya Rasulullah, why is it Allah in the Qur'an only refers to the men? It doesn't refer to the women. This complaint, if we analyze it grammatically, it's incorrect, there's no basis. This is a general rule, whether it's Arabic or any language. When there is a general address, women are concealment. Women are to be concealed. When there is a general address, the male tense is used. So the same principle in the Qur'an. When the ummah is addressed, men and women, the male tense is used. Logically, this argument had no basis. Yet she came with this complaint, Mali, أَسْمَعُ الرِّجَالَ يُذْكَرُونَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالنِّسَاءُ لَا يُذْكَرُ. Ya Rasulullah, why Allah only addresses the men? What about the women? Allahu Akbar. Such iman, such ta'alluq with Allah the women of that time had. Even though there was no basis for this argument, immediately Jibreel said, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُم مَّغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. 10 categories Allah mentions: Muslim men, Muslim women. Believing men, believing women. Obedient men, obedient women. Fasting men, fasting women. Those who protect their chastity from the men, those who do so from the women. Those who remember Allah from the men, those who remember Allah from the women. Men, women, men, women. This was not necessary. But to give cognizance to the complaint of a woman of that time, this is the type of Quran that comes down. My respected brothers, tariq is replete with incidents like this. This is why Sahaba couldn't contemplate such a thing. كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذْ فَسَقَ شَبَابُكُمْ وَتَغَى نِسَاؤُكُمْ يَا رَسُولُ. O my Sahaba, what is going to happen when youngsters become fasik and fajir? Women become openly rebellious. My ummah stops striving for deen. Sahaba was shocked. أَوَكَائِنُ ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, can such a thing happen? Allahu Akbar. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيَقُ. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, worse than this will happen. Worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What can be worse than this? Gradual decline, linked to the amal. كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا تَرَكْتُمُ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Oh my Sahaba, what will happen to my ummah? That ummah which khaliq kainat Allah. In the Quran, in the words of the Quran, Allah praises the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shabash, congratulations. Kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best of every ummah. Why? Ukhrijat linnas. You were taken out, you were selected, you were chosen for the hidayat of humanity. تَقْرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Dawat and tabligh is the lifeblood of this ummah. دَقَلَ عَلَيَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَعَرَفْتُ فِي وَجْهِهِ أَنَّ قَدْ حَضَرَهُ شَيْءٍ مَا تَكَلَّمَ أَحَدٌ تَوَضَّعَ ثم دخل المسجد صعد على المنبر حمد الله واثنى عليه فلسقت بالحجره اسمع ما يقول او مدى عائشه رضي الله عنها says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم entered the house. From his demeanor I realized something of great importance had occurred. Normally he would smile, he would speak lightly to us, he would make a few anecdotes. Now he didn't speak to anybody. Straight away I realized something important has happened. He made wudu, he went into the masjid, climbed onto the minbar. What does she do? Allahu Akbar. May our lives be sacrificed upon her. What does she do? She says, I put my ears against the door, against the wall of the hujra, so that I could hear exactly what he is saying. Ya ayyuhan nas, O my ummah, muru bil ma'roof wa nahu anil munkar. You will have to enjoin good and forbidden. You will have to establish Allah's deen. You will have to hold the hand of one person and show them the road to Jannah. This is the ummah of Dawat. This is the ummah of Tabligh. This is not literal translation, this is explanation. Muru bil ma'ruf, wanhu anil munkar. قَبْلَ أَن تَدْرُونِي فَلَا أَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ وَتَسْتَنْصِرُونِي فَلَا أَنْصُرُكُمْ وَتَسْأَلُونِي فَلَا أَعْتِيَكُمْ. Or else, if you will turn your back on this wazifa, if you will turn your back on this responsibility, halat and conditions will turn against you. Allah will bring negative conditions against you. This is the wabal and curse of you turning your back on this responsibility of da'wah and tabligh, of amr bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar. Halat and conditions will come. Then you will make dua to Allah. Allah will not accept your dua. You will ask from Allah, Allah will not grant you. You will beseech from Allah, Allah will not hear your supplication. Why? Till you do not make tawbah from this guna and sin. Sahaba are told, oh my Sahaba, what will happen when my ummah will no longer enjoy good and forbid evil? Sahaba couldn't understand, they couldn't envisage something like this happening. They said, our kind on dalik ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, can such a thing happen? He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ سَيْرًا. By the qasam, by the oath of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worse than this will happen. Worse than this will happen. وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, O Nabi of Allah, what is worse than this? What is worse than this? كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا وَالْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا. Gradual decline. If the ummah, this is a principle, my respected brothers, if this ummah will not be an inviter, it will get invited. If this ummah will not give da'wah, they will be invited. I remember a few years ago when Jamaat was in Nigeria, we went to one town, we met the chef, he was a Farid from Madinah University. He was working in the town doing dini khidmat. He addressed me, he said, Maulana, when I came to this town 15 years ago, 15 years ago after I completed Madinah University, Nigerian, he says, I came to this town. At that time there was a missionary organization, I met the head of that organization. And that organization, he says, at that time this town was 100% Muslim. He said, the head of that organization told me that our goal, you will not pass 4 houses, but you will see a cross. He says, already go and see in the street, every 8 houses you will find a cross. Every 8 houses you will find a cross. If this ummah will not fulfill its responsibility, if this ummah will not give da'wah, will not invite, it will become the inviter. The perception of halal and haram will come out of the ummah. According to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today what happens? Person comes, Maulana, I want to divorce my wife. Why? Why? She's gone into parda. Proposal rejected. Why? The youngster has got a beard. The perception of what is halal, today halal has become haram. In Toronto we met one brother, the university. He says, Allahu Akbar. He says, I went in the path of Allah. For the first time I learned the importance of lowering my gaze. He says, The sisters of the Islamic society, ever since I started practicing this looking down and not speaking directly to them, they call me sister hater. Islamic society, they call me sister hater. One mulaqat we went, one brother calls us into his house, made ikram. Normally because of being in Jamaat, the perception is, mashallah, these are dindar people. So whatever, even if you can be doing all the wrong, when people come in that garb, we like to present dini aspect of our life. So we met this brother, he made ikram of the Jamaat, and then to present some dini achievement. He says, I want to show you all what I have achieved. My daughter is 21 years old. She is the head of the Islamic society. My daughter is the head of the Islamic society. And then to see what she has achieved, then he goes on. He says she is the editor of this magazine, Islamic magazine. Then her university prints. And then he brings a copy of the Islamic magazine, presents it to us, and what is on it? First page, the cover of the magazine, on top, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the bottom, Surah Fatiha. Top to bottom, there is a picture. Two teenage boys and two teenage girls, one of them his daughter, each one with the hands around each other. In the name of Islam. In the name, this is Islam. This is Islam. What Islam? كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ وَمَا إِسْحَابَ What will happen? إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا When haram will appear to be halal to my own. When halal will become haram. Printed invitations to un-Islamic gatherings. Parents purchasing from Makkah and Medina. DVDs and purchasing instruments and gadgets which invite the lanat and curse of Allah in the name of Islam. Where will the himmat of tawbah come? Where will even the thought of tawbah come when we think what that haram which we are doing is halal? That level of degradation has come into the ummah. Gradual decline if this ummah will not be, give dawah, they will become invited. Allahu Akbar, what does my Nabi say? When that happens, bi khalaftu. سَأُطِيحَنَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْفِتَنْ يَصِيرُ الْحَلِيمُ فِيهَا حَيْرَانِ Allah says, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, I will set such fitnas, such difficulties, such trials, such tribulations, that even the intelligent ones among them will become perplexed what is happening to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. Persecution, difficulty, hardship on a scale which we have never seen. This is a wake-up call. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Come back to Allah. Come back to the masjid. Knock the door of Tawbah. Hold the hand of one person and bring them back to Allah. Allah, my respected brothers, when this ummat of Dawat and Tabligh, when this ummat of Rahmatul Lil Alameen was a mercy to humanity, became concerned of only their dunya, and the worry of their dunya became the overriding aspect of their life. The rest of humanity can go to Jahannam. The rest of humanity's plight is not my concern. My respected brothers, this guna, this sin, turned the tide of aggression of the entire humanity against this ummah. This ummah has to come back to the door of Allah. This ummah has to come back to the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One incident, I'll terminate, time we've run out. One occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a small Jewish boy. A Jewish boy that would frequent his majlis. This youngster didn't come for a few days. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, where is the boy? Where is the Jewish youngster? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he is not well. He is sick. Walking, pedal. This youngster was from Banu Qurayza Ghaliban, which is 6 or 7 kilometers from Medina. My Nabi goes walking to visit one Jewish boy. Comes to the house of that youngster. The youngster is on his deathbed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begs that youngster, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Take the key to Jannah. Take the key to Jannah, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ That youngster in that sickness looks at his father. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Allah says, the Jews, they knew. They recognized that this was the last Nabi, like they recognized their own forefathers. It was written in their scriptures. So when this youngster, in that sickness, looks at his father, the father says, Ati Abul Qasim. Abul Qasim was the kunyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, he didn't say, accept Rasulullah, so he said, Ati Abul Qasim. Obey Abul Qasim. No sooner the youngster hears this, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah al-Qasim. Allah the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes out of the house, Sahaba are shocked. His face is shining, beaming with happiness and with joy. Ya Rasulullah, what happened? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi anqadhahu bi minan nar. Shukr to my Allah. Praise be to my Allah. Who used me to save him from Jahannam. who used me to save him from Jahannam. Sachi wabal Jahannam. Sachi wa Quran, Allahu Akbar. Jannat Jahannam, Jannat Jahannam. 1,000 verses in the Quran where Allah describes Jannat and Jahannam. This is a reality. Today we are living as if it is an ephemeral existence, something surreal that is not even there. This is a reality. This ummah was sent to prepare for akhirat, and this ummah was sent, wallah, to make the worry and concern for the akhirat of every person on the surface of this earth. This was the day and night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. Halat and conditions are to introspect, to make tawbah, to knock the door of tawbah, to come back to Allah, to come back to embrace the day and night of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn this, my respected brothers, it's the Mubarak month of Ramadan. These are moments of acceptance. Wallah, my respected brothers, you'll get this chance again or not, we don't know. This is a chance for us to get accepted by Allah. إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي الدَّهْرِ نَفَحَاتٍ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Every era, there is a wind of mercy that blows from Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when that wind of mercy comes, embrace it. Embrace it, embrace it. Wallah, this desire is coming into the heart. This tawfiq from Allah that is entering the heart. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. This is Allah's mehman. This is Allah's guest. This is from Allah. My respected brother, the guest knocks at your door. You open the door and show him a sour face. Show him a sour face. React harshly to him. He's going to go away. He's going to go away and he may not come back again. He may not come back again. Sometimes he may soft-hearted, he may come again. This desire that is entering the heart, wallah, this is a guest from Allah. Appreciate this ni'mat. Appreciate this bounty. Embrace it. Don't turn it away. Don't turn it away. Even half-hearted, we are making this appeal. If we haven't been performance. If we haven't been performance in the path of Allah, to change the direction of our life. To understand who we are and why Allah has sent us. To understand what the fikr of Rasulullah was. To understand what the object of our life is. To understand and appreciate the shortness of this life. To change the direction. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what satisfaction is there in this life when the angel of the trumpet, when Israfil has already taken the trumpet into his mouth. Israfil has already taken the trumpet into his mouth. His gaze is locked on the arsh of Allah. His knees are bent. Yantadir. And يُؤْمَرْ فَيَنْفُخْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِ تَرْفُ. He doesn't even blink. He's waiting for the command to come and the trumpet will be blown. Such an angel, what is the size of Israfil? Jibreel says, I open two wings. Allah has given me 600 wings. Allah has created Israfil. He has 600 wings. One wing of Israfil will cover my entire wujud. Allah's greatness, my respected brothers, this has to be learned in Allah's path. Who is ready, my respected brothers? The standing up is not a promise. I've said this many times, we are not promising, not signing some legal document. The standing up is nothing but dua. Ya Allah, accept me to go in your path. Who is ready to make this niyat? Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months. Stand up, mashallah. Come on, don't wait for others. Don't wait for others, my respected brothers. Our standing will encourage others to stand. We will get their reward also. Keep standing till your name is taken by somebody else, right also, right?
Thank you.
You want those brothers who haven't made niyat before to make niyat? Standing up, all this is Ya Allah accepting. If His acceptance comes, then only we can move. Without His acceptance, we can't.
Who else brothers? Anyone left inshallah?
This is why I want to say, Qabooliyat shart hai, Qabiliyat shart nahi hai. Ability is not a condition, Allah's acceptance is the only condition.
Anyone else? Brothers? No one should be left inshallah. 40 days inshallah. Next Gaza 40 days. Who is ready for 40 days inshallah? From the Jod. Jod is coming just around the corner. 29th Jod inshallah. Who is ready for 40 days inshallah? From Jod, after Jod. Abdul Aziz
Bhai. Ashar, who is ready for 10 days in Ramadan, my respected brother? Ashar in Ramadan, Ashar. Last time many brothers made intention. Who is ready? I want Ashara, I want 10 days in the Ba'd of Allah in Ramadan. This is how we will maximize our benefit of this Mubarak month, my respect. MashaAllah. Who else?
Who else, inshallah? MashaAllah.
Masjid Omar, there should be several jamaats for Ashara, MashaAllah. Who else, MashaAllah? This is an opportunity Allah is giving us. Let us. Thankful fast. Hazrat Ji Maulana Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, ek waqt guzarna, ek waqt banana. Agar waqt banayenge, to waqt kimti banega. Aur agar waqt kimti banega, to zindagi kimti banega. Agar zindagi kimti banega, to maut kimti banega. Aur akhirat bhi kimti banega. Jab se waqt bante hain amal se. Make your time valuable. Time will pass.
Those brothers who gave their name yesterday, they can refresh again, inshallah. Just for the experiment of the brothers. Anyone in this place who gave the name yesterday, the workers for 10 days, they can give again, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
وفعل بنا ما انت اهله انك اهل التقوى واهل المغفره. اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم انا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك باسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ان تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين. يا من لا تراه العيون ولا تخالفه الذنوب ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا تغيره الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر. يا من يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الامطار وعدد ورق الاشجار وعدد ما اظلم عليه الليل واشرق عليه النهار. ولا توالي منه سماء سماء ولا ارض ارضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره. اجعل خير اعمالنا واخرها وخير اعمالنا خواتمها وخير ايامنا يوم ان نلقاك. يا ولي الاسلام ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كاننا نراك وأسعدنا بتقواك ومتعنا برؤياك واجمعنا مع نبيك ومصطفى وأوردنا حوض وأوردنا حوض وأوردنا حوض وأسقنا بيده المباركة الشريف شربة هنيئة مريئة لا ندمو عنها. اللهم ارزقنا لذة النذر إلى وجهك. اللهم ارزقنا لذة النذر والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضر ولا فتنة مضر. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهد الإنس والجان، اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية، اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور، وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن، اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين، غير ضالين ولا مضلين، اللهم أخرجنا في سبيلك في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها لإعلاء كلمتك ولنشر دينك عاجلا غير آجل، عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الرياء والسمعة، اللهم اجعل أعمالنا كلها خالصة لوجهك الكريم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع الحمى، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقي ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.